Our next guest is longtime social justice activist and nonprofit administrator, Christine Nealon. Her 20-year career includes a work at Unity House and the Troy YWCA. She now serves as executive director of TRIP, the Troy Rehabilitation and Improvement Program. Welcome to Christine. It's good to have you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tell us about the Troy Rehabilitation and Improvement Program. What happens there?
So TRIP was an organization started in 1968 to stabilize the communities and the buildings in them who were struggling. We used rehabilitation and the promotion of homeownership as our two main tools at that time. Today, our mission remains that we connect individuals and families with resources and knowledge to live in desirable homes and create vibrant, sustainable communities.
And how long have you been the executive director there?
Almost 2 years.
How does TRIP fit into the local human services environment?
So most folks in the human services environment know TRIP because we provide housing that is affordable and safe to the individuals living in it. We're very committed to making sure that we acknowledge that folks making an income with either based on minimum wage or less than a living wage struggle to pay for housing that is affordable to them in the fair market arena. So we're very committed to making sure that we have a process that is true to that. In fact, we provide 291 units of safe and affordable housing to individuals in Troy.
291, that is impressive. Christine, you have long expressed a passion for advocating everyone's need for housing that is affordable to them. What are the TRIP initiatives around this?
Sure. The passion that I have for housing that is affordable to all comes from our conversations with individuals who, frankly, are afraid that housing will become unaffordable to them as we attract developers who are really committed to providing great housing, but that may create a scenario where the individuals who are currently struggling to live in our neighborhoods would not have a place. And so TRIP is committed to working through the whole continuum of housing. We realize that everyone needs housing that is affordable to them, and that if we are truly going to work with a comprehensive housing plan, we need to plan for new folks coming into the community who bring a lot of new excitement and energy, as well as the individuals who have been here for generations. They are rooted in the very families who worked in our shirt collar factories, in our Bell refineries, who moved here from around the world and across the country to build this great city. And we have to remain committed to this diverse and comprehensive housing plan that we want to ensure is built.
Christine, can you walk me through what TRIP does? So, you know, say I'm a family who's looking for your assistance. What specifically do you do to help me find, affordable housing?
Sure. We have 291 units of housing that is affordable to individuals with low to moderate incomes. And then we do a lot of work with those individuals to help them build their financial wealth. So we are able to engage individuals in credit building activities and then create a bridge to our homeownership services. In fact, in 2016, we helped promote 55 families into homeownership with our education and training programs. And then for folks who are living in the communities where we hold or own a high density of buildings, we do a lot of community development work. Everyone knows Hillary Lamashaw, and mm-hmm. she has been our community development director for a number of years and has led initiatives like the TNAC, or the Troy Neighborhood Action Council, Community Leadership Institute, where about 8 people go to leadership institutes across the country. As we are a NeighborWorks affiliate, we're able to provide this intensive training, and those folks come back and then invest in their communities by doing various projects, including Honor a Vet, The landlord training that we offer was created by one of those groups. And just generally listening to the community, because we know that communities are in touch with what's best for them. And if we're able to connect them with those tools and resources, they create positive solutions for their challenges they face.
For those 291 units that you have available, is the goal to be shepherding or stewarding people into homeownership?
That is one option that we provide. Not everyone wants to become a homeowner, but if in the process of having options to build your wealth, we are able to connect people to all sorts of realities in their future. One of them could be homeownership.
So in the event that, you know, are you guys ever at maximum capacity in those houses?
Yeah. So our units often have a waiting list, and that is a sign that individuals want to get into our housing because of its affordability, because we hold a high standard for ourselves and our funders hold a high standard for us. We undergo inspections. We are held to standards that many private landlords are not held to. And what we work really hard to do is to create new housing opportunities for people to pass through our housing, build their wealth, and then be able to move on to other housing options so that the new folks coming in who are in the process of building their wealth are able to take advantage of that. What happens when we don't have openings or there aren't other options for safe, affordable housing is that a market for landlords who do not provide that quality or that standard to make a lot of money and not live up to what we believe is the standard of safe, affordable housing.
That's too bad. We certainly are familiar with folks not taking care of buildings up here in North Central. What do you think are some of the major problems facing Troy?
Well, first, we always start with what's great about Troy at Tripp and what's great about our neighborhoods. So I'm going to start there. I think we have an amazing history. We stand on a city that was built by hard work of people, whether they were employed in one of our local factories or hard work at home in their communities, caring for family members, sweeping sidewalks, really investing in the neighborhood's children and businesses. And so that history gives us a lot of direction for the future that we can move towards. What I think we are challenged by is that we continue to get stuck in the present, and we point fingers at whose fault it is that we're struggling to make sure we have enough affordable housing or enough housing that is affordable to any of us. And when we point fingers, we miss out on an opportunity to have a conversation and to challenge our own positions about where we stand and to understand the nuances of what a family making less than a living wage is struggling to pay their bills, to provide the best opportunities for their children, to look ahead to their futures. And vice versa, they have a hard time understanding what struggles someone might have who isn't dealing with that option. We need to come together and really test our lived experiences and understandings. And therein lies part of the answer, so that we can look back at our histories and see, when did Troy work? We had thriving industry, an economy that was driven by the people. We had enough money in our annual budget to invest in our roads, in our sidewalks, in our children, in our futures. And I feel we need to stop pointing fingers, start having deep conversations across socioeconomic realities, across neighborhoods, come to a place of understanding, and look toward the future with the past pointing the way.
Christine, I think that was very, very well said. So what are your goals as executive director at Tripp? What do you have personal goals?
Well, the ultimate long-term goal is that a place like Tripp is either completely put out of business, or we create a new business line that is needed or wanted in the community. So I just want to put that out there. Ultimately, I would love to be looking for a new line of business. Maybe I'll go into radio. This is such great experience.
We would love to have you.
Short term, our goals are to continue to build a strong organization that is able to be responsive to what the community needs, so that we are not driving what we think because that's just out there as an opportunity to pick up new buildings, or it's not just about trip. It's about how we work with our neighbors, with our communities, to be responsive to the needs.
And how do you feel that your past experiences influence how you're managing your role now?
So 25 years ago, I started my career and my life in Troy, and I have met a lot of people through the years. I continue to see people that I worked with in my human service position at the time, and they have grown and changed, and their incomes have increased. They may even own a home. They have found great success in raising their families. They have grandchildren now. They're proof that change does take time, but that it can happen when we treat people with dignity, respect, and we listen to what it is that they need, and we're able to deliver on that.
So how can our listeners support TRIP and the issues and causes that you guys work towards?
Well, first, we are 1 week away from our annual homecoming dinner, which will be held at Franklin Terrace on Campbell Ave. And that will begin at 5:30 p.m. Folks can go to our website to purchase tickets at www.triponline.org, or they can call our office at 518-272-8289. We would love to have as many people as possible come to this event. But if that isn't your thing, if events aren't how you want to spend your time, we'd love for you to have some exposure to our programs. We hold a home maintenance training, a Spend Smart financial literacy training. We have home ownership orientation. If you thought you could never consider being a homeowner, well, you can come to one of our orientations. We offer about two a month. They're 1 hour long. You can learn all about what your options are, how you might be able to purchase a vacant property through one of our vacant property funding sources. There are just so many opportunities. We don't even have time to scratch the surface here, but there's ways to learn more about TRIP and how to engage with us in your community.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you.